The solution is within. The solution is within. It's amazing, it's fascinating that there's so many things that happen in our lives, in our world, that beat us down. So many things that are just debilitating or devastating. Heartbreaking experiences, disappointments, outcomes that we would prefer not to be the case. But interestingly, magically, somehow, way, shape, or form, we turn out pretty much all right. For many, for some inexplicable reason, recovery just seems to happen. It's magical. It's a coincidence. It's happenstance. Rarely do we actually look at what it is that resulted in turning a bad situation around. Rarely do we look at what adds to or contributes to our recovery. Even in the loss of a loved one, we may miss them, but the healing process still happens. And rarely do we take a moment to think about why that is, or how it works, or what it looks like. Where does it come from? I would offer for a bit of reflection an opportunity to look at where it might come from, what the source might be. Because way too often, we just take it for granted. Something happens, we move on, we heal, we get the benefit, we move on like nothing happened. We might feel loss, we might feel the pain of sorrow, maybe grieving, depending on the situation. But we go ahead like, well, in a few days, a few weeks, or a month or so, we will be all right. Or even stated in a way that says, well, I'm as good as can be expected. Without realizing that in many ways we are better off than one would expect. We have better results than one would imagine. Just a case in point, I was talking to a man the other day who is actually doing quite well. Back in August of this year, he was on the doorstep of death, days away from death. And when you talk to him today, he says, oh, I'm just as well as can be expected. We take recovery for granted. We have no idea where it comes from. But when it shows up, we are recovered and we're back on our feet, so to speak. We go on as if nothing happened. We go on as if this is the way it is. It's interesting. There's a story that I'd like to recount with you that has been told in many different ways and through many different cultures. And I heard it in a Hindu context. I heard it in a Buddhist context. And I'm going to share the story with you from a Sioux Indian context. A Sioux creation story says that long ago, the creator gathered all of creation and said, I want to hide something from humans until they're ready for it. It's the realization that they create their own reality. The eagle said, give it to me. I'll take it to the moon. The creator said, no. One day they will go there and find it. Then the salmon said, I will bury it in the bottom of the ocean. No, they will go there too. The buffalo said, give it to me. I will bury it on the Great Plains. They'll never find it there. The Creator said, they will cut into the skin of the earth, and yes, they will find it. Then Grandmother Mole, who lives in the breast of Mother Earth, and who has no physical eyes, but sees with spiritual eyes, she said, put it inside of them. They will never think to look there. And the Creator said, it is done. The beauty of that story is that it fits. It applies. We don't know how to look within. We continually search for solutions and resolutions out there, when all the while the answer is within. We may be searching for how to get rich, or how to stop this person from getting on our nerves, or how to resolve this issue. And a search and inquiry is always one that starts with how to change those conditions out there. Those conditions with the other, or with some set of circumstances. Little do we realize that what we're solving for is not a change of conditions or circumstances, but a change in our disposition and relationship with those circumstances. It takes hard work to realize that we hold the answer within each and every one of us. Because the answer isn't always about more money. The answer is about peace of mind around money. It's not about more health. It's around peace of mind with the health that we have. Ultimately, many things happen to us. That's the nature of life. That's the nature of living in this world. But what about what happens in us? How do we reconcile it all within our hearts? We often don't allow ourselves the opportunity to enjoy a play or a concert or some other production because we're quietly stewing over the cost of the tickets. We're quietly ticked off because of some other minor distraction that doesn't allow us to enjoy the experience of a particular encounter. Trust me, it's all an inside job. And here's an example. It's a beautiful thing to see people going into a new or different situation with that face that says, you know that face, I'm only here because she made me. She knows I don't like that type of thing. We've all had that face on, or at least have seen it in others. That was my rant many, many years ago when my mother invited me to go to a lecture. And I was, a lecture? What? I really didn't want to go. It was at a stage in my life, you know, when the kid thinks that they know more and they're smarter than their parent. That's where I was. I was in that sort of space. Well, shortly before the intermission, I looked over at my mother and she had this smug smile on her face. It went from ear to ear. I realized that she had just seen me clap, enthusiastically say yes, really getting fully engaged in what the speaker had to say. That place that I brought with that face couldn't withstand the inside job that was taking place. When we are touched and operating from that place within, it's impossible to misrepresent our true, authentic selves. When we are touched and operating from that place within, it's impossible to misrepresent our true, authentic selves. And that's where I was, and that's what she saw. The scripture comes from 2 Corinthians 9th chapter, verses 7 through 18. And basically it begins by talking about how we are like clay pots or clay urns that contain the bright glow of our Creator. That's what we're filled with. The pots are made of clay so that we don't get it twisted and think that the brightness is all about us and nothing to do with that higher source. Clay so that it's not able to be seen through so quickly, so easily. But we do have it twisted because we spend unmentionable amounts of money trying to reconfigure that clay pot. Rarely do we attend to the contents. But have you noticed that no matter what happens to us, hope and vision keep us alive and inspired to go on? Yes, we are greater than any circumstance. We are not those exterior shells made of clay. That's not who we are. There may be attacks that leave us with cracks, chips, and dings, but we are still here for the purpose of going within. We have a duty to call upon that inner glow within each of us. It's our duty to let that light of hope shine, not only for ourselves, but for those who have got to know that they too are holders of light, that they too are repositories of that bright light source of God. We have got to let them know and remind ourselves that it is all an inside job because the solution is within. And so the only thing we have to remember is to glow. Glow. Glow on. God bless.